Good afternoon, everybody, once again, before all the colleagues who are present personally to the presentation for the first 6 months' results, and also to colleagues connected via conference call. First of all, thank you all for taking time and attend our presentation about the results of the business. Before we start with our official part, please, colleagues that are on a conference call, unmute your microphones not to interfere with the presentation. Today's presentation of the business results for the second quarter and the first half of 2025 for Nis and will be presented by Anton Cerepanov, Deputy CEO and Director of the Function for Economic Planning and Accounting. And today present is also Director of Business Service, Branko Mitrović, then Mrs. Petrushevsku, and colleague Olivera Milanović, Director of Sector for Corporate Finance. And after the presentation, you will have a chance to ask questions. Before the presentation starts, I would like to tell you this disclaimer. This presentation is prepared by Nis Novi Sad, and it contains results of the business for the first half. All the comments that may be given today's presentation have a character or may have a character of a forecast about the business operations, so all the statements, acknowledgement, except information about factual data about results, may be interpreted as statements about uncertain future results or forecasts. Those statements about uncertain results include the fact that are not historical, and they relate to intentions and plans of this company, and may be related to financial statements, results of the business, outlooks, and statements in branches where Nis operates. And depending on circumstances that may happen but don't have to happen in future, those statements about uncertain events are as forecasts and uncertainties that Nis Group identified for the future in the local documents and other relevant documents. There is also statements that these uncertain events may not happen in future. So if something other than that happened, then results at the end may appear different from those uncertain events presented in this presentation. So I would ask Mr. Cerepanov to start with the presentation today. Thank you, Jelena. Thank you, and welcome. Good afternoon to all the attendants. Today, we will present results of the first half and the second quarter of this year. And last week, we have already published our financial statements, so you probably have seen. I have seen a lot of comments about them, and I will do my best to be brief, to have and leave time to answer your questions. After the first quarter, we have already held a presentation of our results, and we pointed out about newly arisen circumstances which influenced our business operation in complex conditions. And 3 months have passed since that presentation. I may tell you that results are somewhat lower than in the same period last year, and that we still do our business in extremely complex circumstances, in macroeconomic situation, and in the circumstances of announced sanctions of the USA and certain consequences that they will have for this operation. And despite complex conditions in which we do our business, we have managed to achieve our three key goals in the period, and that is the regular supply to the market with all types of fuel. There were no interruptions in any moment, and also we kept the stability of the company, So the company operates in a stable way, and we also have the same and current state of the employees of the staff, which cannot be said for other companies in that have problems with 15% of the administrative personnel, and that were also the results or consequences of macroeconomic situation. As for our results in the first half of the year, this is the slide that we have shown earlier or last time, and you may see that when we talk about OFAC sanctions to NIS, when we presented our requirements and when licenses were issued, six licenses were issued so far, and the last one was on 27th of August, valid until 27th of August. It was issued 29th of July. We will continue with the activities. Our shareholders will mainly follow this situation, but also they will follow management and to make conditions met to remove us from the sanction list. As for macroeconomic indicators, a little bit wider slide with indicators. We have that the average price of Brent oil in the 6 months of this year was 15% lower than last year, and we see big fluctuations, reduction of the prices in May, which of course influenced our results.
And we can see that the recovery started in June and July, $70 per barrel. We still have volatility, but it is somewhat less than in the second quarter. As for the spreads, we have diesel and petrol. We had spreads that are worse in 2022, 2023, and we have now a significant drop. We have average values the recent years and these spreads related to it. It all affects our performance results. On the other hand, the right side, you see the inflation rate. It's not a big one compared to the expenses. We have the salaries growth, and we are keeping up, and we increase the average gross salary and the minimum one. We are complying with the legislation, and with this growth of average gross salary, it also reflects on our expenditure, and it's one of the factors of the growth of overall costs. And for the performance throughout blocks, exploration and production, you can see we are continuing the drilling of boreholes, and we have other activities. 15 exploratory and one development drills were drilled through, and CapEx in the second quarter for the upstream was 4.2 billion, EBITDA 6.3 billion, and the output of crude oil was 280,000 tons. As for the refining block, as it was said at the beginning, we continue to have operation of refinery, which is satisfying the demand on the market and of consumers. The overall volume of refining in the second quarter was 824,000 tons. As for the financing indices, 0.9, and EBITDA in the second quarter was negative minus 2.8 billion, which is the consequence of this plummeting of the crude oil price and due to the use of stocks that were made in the first quarter with bigger prices. As for the sales and distribution block, we have continued to remodel our petrol stations. We are now at the Czukaryca petrol station, and the Majdanpek petrol station is now rebranded, and soon it will be put on stream. Other than that, we have the other important events in second quarter. The storage area in Niš, after being reconstructed, was put into operation, so next year we can go and visit it to see how it all. I mean, it is not close to Belgrade, but it would be an opportunity for all of us to see the results of the renovation and expanding of that storage area, which now became one of the most modern facilities with special protection from fire. So this is one of our key projects, strategic projects. So it was completed. Regarding the share of Nice in the retail, it's almost the same level, 48% of the retail market, and the volume 239,000 tons. The investments were allocated 1 billion, and also the storage in Nice. As for EBITDA, it's positive in the second quarter, 1.9 billion dinars. As for the energy block, we continue to build photovoltaic power stations, and in the storage area in Novi Sad, we have done it, and now we are completing the obtaining the documents for putting into operation these facilities. Also, we are working on the building of a photovoltaic power station in the Pančevo refinery, and we plan to soon complete it. As for the photovoltaic power station in Smederevo, the tender has been complete, and we have chosen the contractor, and it would be the first one that we built with the storage, and this power station will be within the cost return with the battery storage area, and we will continue to build photovoltaic power station together with a battery storage area. As for the financial indices, CapEx 0.16, EBITDA around zero. Next slide, please. We are keeping the construction of photovoltaic power stations at our petrol stations. 45 of them was completed last year and put on stream. This year there will be 33 more, and next year the majority of our petrol stations will be covered with the photovoltaic power stations, and we use that as the power source for the operation of our petrol station. As for the petrochemistry, the turnaround was completed successfully in the first quarter, and there is a lot to be done. A lot of repairs were completed. The pipelines were replaced, and some other works on the pumps. And now in Petrochemia, we are having business as usual, and there are much less failures in operation. As for the polypropylene, we continue the activities, and we have FEED study being completed. As for the financial, 0.4 billion dinars capex, majority of that was for the turnaround. EBITDA in the second quarter was minus 2.3 billion dinars, and this is the result of the unfavorable macroeconomic situation in this type of market.